Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Hey, this is Trey with Daddy Mojo. Thanks for checking out the podcast this week. First things first, the music you hear in the background is from Scrapple. And you can find all of Scrapple's music over at Free Music Archives. Now, two of the humor comics we have this week are ones that have a similar feel, but are very unique in the way they bring it across to the medium. One of them is Monty the Dinosaur. Monty the Dinosaur, issue number 3, comes out this week. It's from Bob France and Gene Franco, and it's the story of a dinosaur that comes to life and befriends a young girl with a whole bunch of sass named Sophie. We reviewed the first issue of this comic about 2 months ago. Loved it. It is really one of the best all-age comics that's come out this year. And literally anybody can pick it up and read it. Our 5-year-old can pick this up, laugh at the pictures, understand some of the words, whereas our 7-year-old can read most of the comic, and adults will find themselves thinking, you know what, I've seen characters like this in my youth, and I loved them. I'm not going to mention any names because it's the elephant in the room, especially when I mention the next comic, that kind of has the same feel where it really encapsulates and captures the feeling and the fun of being a kid so well that it takes adults back to that time. The first one, of course, is Monty the Dinosaur. We just spoke about that. The second one is Hero Bear and the Kid. Now, this is used to be a monthly comic. Now they just produce specials and some graphic novels. It is great because it's all about a child and his imaginary stuffed superhero bear, thus the name Hero Bear and the Kid. The Kid is Tyler, and Hero Bear is the bear that comes to life through Tyler's imagination. And Tyler, or Hero Bear and the Kid, however you would like to call them, they have all sorts of time-traveling adventures, and this is a special. It's a fall special. 32 pages of brand new art. No ads. It's in black and white with just a little bit of color, and that's Hero Bear. Hero Bear's cape is red, and there may be some shading here and there for the dinosaurs or other monsters that they encounter, but mainly it's in black and white. So in a way, it's very similar to Usagi Yojimbo in the fact that it's a medium and presentation that kids may not be used to that will really, really enhance and expand the way they see things. I love this series, both all 3 of them that I mentioned. Anyway, this is a fall special, Hero Bear and the Kid. It is from Boom Studios, and because it's a bigger issue, it's going to be a little more than your average comic book. This one is $5.99, but it is worth picking up if you're familiar with the franchise or if you want something that's really fun, original, and that can be great for any kid. It's Hero Bear and the Kid. One thing that our 7-year-old is really into now, it's seasonal stories. It could be Halloween stories, Christmas stories. To that end, one thing that our 7-year-old is really into now, it's anything that has to deal with the holidays. Coming up on Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, everything is around the corner. One of the graphic novels that he said he liked this week was Donald and Mickey Christmas and Stories. It's a holiday collection. This is a trade paperback. Costs just under $15 from IDW. It is a thicker than average graphic novel in that it collects issues 727 through 732 from Walt Disney Comics and Stories. Also some one-offs from Donald Christmas Parade and Donald Duck's Halloween Scream number 1. So it's a whole lot of seasonal comic for just under $15. Again, that is Donald and Mickey Comics and Stories. It's a holiday collection, a trade paperback. In superheroes this week, there are 3 books I wanted to highlight. One of them is Teen Titans Go! Dun, dun, dun. This is Bring It On! It's a trade paperback graphic novel. Now, sometimes when I mention trade paperbacks, graphic novels, they can appear intimidating to some folks because they cost a whole lot more than the average comic book in theory. This one is $12.99 from Teen Titans Go, but here's the good news on this. It collects issues 13 through 18, and this series with these characters, it's a slam dunk with elementary school age kids to middle school kids. They love these characters. It's great for the all-age comic audience. It's one you really can't miss, and that's the that's the unspoken unknown about graphic novels. It's like, well, there are a lot, and if my kid won't like it or if I won't like it, that's a lot of money to spend on a book. This is one of those that is a really safe bet that they will love, and we've got another safe bet coming up in the next segment that's wow, it's equally as great a deal. Powerpuff Girls number 4 comes out this week also. This is a great series. It really is so stinking cute. It's mainly for girls, but some guys will like it. It is ridiculously cute. In this issue, the Powerpuff Girls can't ride a bike, so they momentarily trade their powers to learn how to ride a bike. I'm sure something bad happens, but they get the powers back, probably. It's the Powerpuff Girls. Issue number 4 comes out this week. Lastly, Power Rangers Pink number 4 comes out this week. This is not the pop star. This is the Power Ranger, Pink. She has her own standalone series. In this one, Kimberly and Goldar, they've got to work together to escape the War Zord. And the movie, actually the teaser trailer for next year's Power Rangers movie came out. Looks legit. Looks really neat. And it's worth checking out because, in theory, they want to accomplish what the Turtles did 2 years ago by making the franchise relevant again and making it cool what was once campy and not cool at all. I have hope that they will do it because the superhero genre in the film format could certainly use a kick in the pants. It's Power Rangers Pink, number 4, comes out this week. In action, all-age comic books, there are two really great books that are for teen readers I wanted to highlight because they're franchises that are ridiculously fun, and parents are going to get a hoot out of reading these comics also. One of them is Godzilla, Rage Against Time. This is a mini-series. This is issue 3 of 5, comes out this week. This is one where Godzilla traipses around time, fighting various big baddies across the globe and across the Godzilla mythos. This is fun stuff. If you, as a parent, loved Godzilla as a kid, this mini-series is right up your alley. The violence in the art is going to be such that it's not going to be attractive to young kids. However, if you have a teen reader, say 13 and up, they're going to dig this franchise, this miniseries rather. It's Godzilla Rage Against Time. Issue 3 of 5 comes out this week. In that same vein, Kong of Skull Island is out this week. This again, the art in this miniseries is beautiful. It's a 6-issue miniseries from Boom Studios. It's beautiful, it's realistic. It is a little violent, and there's a sense of dread and real-life stakes and life and death mortality that is going to be a little too much for small kids. That's why, again, 13 and up, they're going to love this. Under that, keep them away, but they'll probably sneak into their brother or sister's room and read it anyway. There you go. Plants vs. Zombies. This is the other collected miniseries that I'm really jazzed about this week. This is one of the go-to series in all-age comics out there. They recently stopped the monthly production of the comic book, which is kind of a bummer, but they're going to continue the graphic novels, and that is great because it's full color, it's very funny, and this collects the graphic novel boxed sets for Volume 4, Home Sweet Home hardcover, Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare, and The Art of Plants vs. Zombies. 3 big fat graphic novels for just under $30 if you buy retail. And the manufacturer says it's 8 and up. However, when our 7-year-old was 6, almost 6, 5 years old, he was reading Plants vs. Zombies and loved it. It's funny. It's based on that popular video game that your older kids watch and play. And your kids are going to love this. Plants vs. Zombies graphic novel box set number 2 comes out this week. Skylanders. This is one for the reluctant readers. Skylanders Dive, Dive, Dive. It is a hardcover graphic novel that collects issues 4 through 6 from the miniseries. This is one that is going to speak directly to the reluctant reader boys. Some girls, but mainly boys. Reluctant reader means, you know what, they like to play video games. They don't really want to read, but they'll read something about things they like. And kids, especially boys, like Skylanders. This is the sweet spot if you want to get your kid off the video game and into the books. This is one way to trick them into doing it. It's Skylanders. Dive, Dive, Dive Issue 4 through 6 comes out this week. It retails for just under $13 from IDW. In goofing around with our 7-year-old this week, I wanted to see what he likes to read. We take him to the comic book store most every other week, and we showed him the new comics this week, and we got his reaction. Here's what he thought.
And Donald's Holiday Christmas.
But why do you like that one?
Because it's Christmas.
And you like Christmassy stuff. Okay.
This.
Oh, you like that one? What's that?
What's this?
It's the Duck Avenger.
The Duck Avenger.
The Duck Avenger. Again, you like Donald Duck. Okay.
Pink Panther!
Oh, you like Pink Panther?
Yeah.
Why do you like Pink Panther?
Because it's Halloween.
Well, is it funny? Is it scary? What is it?
Funny.
Oh, okay. You like that one?
Yeah.
What is that one?
I can't really tell.
It's the Simpsons. Simpsons comics. Okay.
Ooh, this.
It's Uncle Scrooge, Timeless Tales. Okay.
Skylanders!
Oh, you like Skylanders. Okay. So proof that our son does like comic books. Somebody asked me about it this past week, so I wanted to get our son's take on what he really liked in his own particular way. Thanks for joining us this week. Have a great time at the comic book store.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.